Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Mr. Illawarra has been crowned. Damien's been the
Weatherman. He's lived his life. We actually have to get your mate Darren to update this song because Damien's been everywhere now.
Damien has been everywhere. It was a great day, yes. It really and truly was. We went all over the Illawarra.
Yep.
As a team, it was yourself, Jade, myself. We also had Lydia in the car as well. Lydia was doing a video and that video is actually going to be up on Facebook probably tomorrow.
She's got a lot to get through.
10 hours of footage to get through. It's an amazing thing. When you go from location to location, you spend a lot of time with each other. You start to reveal a lot of things. A lot of things come out. All right, a lot of things come out in the car. One thing in particular occurred, and I have some audio here.
Now we're in a confined space, and I get an impression that someone dropped a bag.
I don't think it was us.
All right, so which one of you two in the front did it?
Did you fart, Damien?
No, I did not.
We've heard the story.
I did not. I had not that it, someone has, and it's only you two. Because it's making its way to the back.
Okay, now, I didn't want to bring this up because in an otherwise fantastic day, there was one hurdle. I mean, this is the hurdle, and I felt like I was jumping over it in the back of the car. I was in the back seat.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Downwind.
I was downstream. It was just.
I really feel like that it might have been Damien.
Well,
because usually whoever smelt it dealt it.
No, that's
the way things are. We didn't even know what you were talking about.
No. You guys knew. There's a lot of lame excuses going on. I think one of you mentioned, oh, yeah, the countryside can be quite smelly this time of year. You know, I think that was Lydia. And then you went something like, in Jamboree, we get a lot of cow pats. And, you know, and it can waft into the car. There was a lot of that going on. A lot of lame excuses.
Roadkill. You can't discount roadkill.
We were near Kembla Grange at the time, so. There's a lot of horse manure there.
There's a lot of horse manure as well, but I think the main thing was there was a lot of excuses, and I changed after that. I felt after that moment in the car, I became delirious.
The fart barrier had been broken.
I could no longer string a sentence together. I was nauseated.
Upon Jade's request, while you were out getting a coffee earlier, I got additional audio footage that you supplied, and we did zero in on the microphone that was hidden in the back seat.
Did we? Okay.
And Andy has gone through this, our audio engineer, and zeroed in on a particular moment there in the back seat.
May or may not have been.
Who was in the back seat again?
That was Damien.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you go.
You must have had that particular microphone well hidden.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
No, we did it.
We did do it. We went all across the Illawarra and we went and did 30 different things. We saw some sights. We had some experiences. We ate some delicious food.
We met
some colourful characters.
It was great. It's a beautiful place we live in. We're very lucky.
And
lucky people.
You are now Mr. Illawarra.
I am.
We even presented you with a beautiful picture. Thanks, Mark, from Destination
Wollongong. Incredible.
The beautiful shot of the Illawarra. It's now official. But there's one thing that I feel like we need to do. It's the cherry on top. It's the icing on the cake.
I feel like I did a lot yesterday.
You did a lot, but you didn't do everything.
All right, okay, what do you got? What is it?
Okay, well,
what am I eating? Or what have you got in store?
There's one thing that I think really cements it and makes you 100% Illawarra. Okay. Right. And this company, they're actually giving a discount right now to anyone who is a local. And now that you are a local, I think it'd be rude not to take advantage of this as well.
All right.
You know I like a bargain.
Yeah.
Okay, today, after the show, we're going to get you to see Wollongong from a very unique view.
Okay.
We're going to take you up for a skydive with Skydive the Beach Wollongong.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are. Courtney from Skydive the Beach joins us right now. Hello, Courtney.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Would you agree with me that it's definitely one of the best ways to see the Illawarra is with a skydive?
Absolutely, and you're definitely not a local until you've seen Wollongong from above.
See, well, oh, really? It. Is this a new criteria?
Yeah, it is. it was in the fine print when you accepted the title of Mr. Illawarra. Must have completed skydive with Skydive the Beach Wollongong.
Now, wait a minute. Now, Courtney, my stomach has immediately turned right now. And my stomach has just started jumping around. And actually, I almost feel like I need to go to the loo. It's, you know, just that instant dread.
It's not high, is it, Courtney? How high would we be going up in a plane before Damien has to jump out of it?
Yep, so you'll go up to 15,000 feet in the sky. Oh,
wow. That's not high. Okay.
That is high. that sounds really high.
So is that like 3 kilometres in the new money? Is it? Give or take?
3 kilometres.
And look, when you jump out of the plane, you'll be just like floating down.
floating down like a cloud.
How fast or slow do you come down once you get out of that plane, Courtney?
So initial free fall lasts for about a minute, and you'll be free falling at over 200 kilometres an hour.
Oh, my God.
That'll blow your hair back, won't it?
Honestly.
And your lips.
I'm not joking. My stomach here is... I don't know if I can do this. I've got to be totally honest with you.
I've done it twice. Beach. So I've done the 10 and skydive twice, and it is amazing. It is one of the best adrenaline rushes you'll ever have. And once you've done the free fall and fall, and the parachute comes open, and you even get to steer. And then you get the best view of the Illawarra, and you're just gliding through the clouds.
You get the steer. No one wants. You've seen me drive. No. Okay.
Anyway,
all right. I'll do it if you do it.
Oh, I'll do it with you. Oh, look, I've been with you the whole way. I've taken you around the Illawarra, and I'm happy to take you up for a skydive and push you out of the plane.
I think it's important, that Jade goes, just to ensure that this happens.
I can hold your hand.
All right, I'll do it. All right, let's... All right, I've got to catch my breath.
Thank you, Courtney.
All right, I'll do it.
We'll see you later.
Do you know what I love? That you're saying it like you had a choice. You are doing it
anyway. There was no choice here, was there?
Right, so Illawarra, eyes on the sky, between around 10, 11 o'clock
this
morning.
We're going to be down there at 10.
You'll see Damo hurtling towards the ground at about 200 k's per hour. Love it. Mr. Illawarra is on his way.
Yay!
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. On 96.5 Wave FM, Jade and Damien.
I've been playing out a lot of hypotheticals in my mind.
Ooh, this is new.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, it's quite funky.
Tune for the hypo.
Now it's official.
Yeah. It's our hypothetical question of the week. Although we're doing a bit of a rapid fire round because we like the rapids. Yep. You guys had a massive day yesterday with Make Lethal Local.
We did.
You were on the road for something like 15 hours from the time you woke up till the time you got home. So look,
huge.
I'm going to go easy with you. We'll do a bit of a rapid fire question.
Okay.
See how you go. If you were given $1,000 and told that you had to spend it today, what would you buy?
Oh, I'd buy some sort of instrument. I'd go down to the music store and buy a guitar or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. Or go back to Shelley's and put it on Kino. No, I would not. I would not.
Gamble responsibly.
Yeah.
$1,000, you've got to burn it today.
Yeah. Right? I'd buy some carpet. I know, it's so sexy, isn't it? So there's a patch of carpet at Mama Jude's house that's in the lounge room, and it's had that much vomit and stuff on it, it's starting to get a scent. So I would literally get that carpet, because she's away right now. I'd get new carpet and I'd replace it, so she need not know a thing.
Would you not get yourself a little bottle of Dom Perignon?
Oh, well, that's too expensive, though.
$1,000 wouldn't get you there.
I'll get a bottle of Paul Roger. It's about $70.
Okay. All right.
And then I'd lay down on the new carpet and drink the whole bottle.
Very nice, okay.
Watch some Netflix.
You're walking in a dark forest and discover a black suitcase.
Ooh.
Inside the suitcase, it holds $1 million.
See, that's better than $1,000.
Yeah. And a piece of paper.
Now we're talking.
Stained in blood is written a single word that says, don't. Would you take the suitcase or run like hell?
I think it says... don't leave the suitcase behind.
That's invisible writing.
It's just whoever was writing it got killed before they could finish it off. So I think take the money. Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to say. Take the money.
No, I've listened to enough scary podcasts. Yeah. I feel I wouldn't take it, I don't think, because I'd feel like that it's got a bomb in it, and as soon as you take it outside of that clearing, you're going to blow up.
They're going to blow up $1 million.
Yeah, man, the people do. It's not real money.
Have they got $1 million just to throw away like that?
Well, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Freaky out though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't do it because my imagination's too wild.
Okay.
Yeah, final hypo for this morning.
Yeah.
You are doomed to be haunted by a ghost for the rest of your life.
Oh,
however, you can choose which dead person the ghost is. Who would you choose to be your ghost?
You know, so strangely enough, the first name that came to my mind, and it just came out of nowhere, was Elvis Presley. I was like, oh, he comes singing to me all that. I don't know why Elvis came to my mind, but he just came to my mind.
I was sitting here with my eyes closed. The first person that came to my mind was Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill?
I know, like, how random.
But I guess
the good thing about Winston Churchill is he loves to kick back and relax in bed, doesn't mind a feed and a whiskey. So, like, really, well, it's not much different to my husband, is it?
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
A girlfriend of mine had a defining moment in her relationship with her daughter over the weekend.
Okay.
You know, you have defining moments in your relationship, you know, where something big happens and you remember it forever.
Oh, absolutely.
It might be a moment when your boyfriend gets down on one knee and says, will you marry me?
Yeah. That's
it might
one.
Be a moment where your girlfriend says, you're dropped.
That's a big one.
It's not me, it's you.
Yeah, that's right. You've had that before.
I'm familiar with that line.
For my girlfriend, it was the moment where we'd gone out for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
We'd had a lovely dinner and then, you know, after dinner sometimes you're like, I don't want to go home yet.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Let's kick around for a little bit. So we went back to my girlfriend's house and she got out a bottle of wine and we were sitting down having a laugh and then she might have got out another bottle of wine and before you know it, it was the next day. It was 12:30 in the morning.
Scandalous.
I know. Really big time, especially when you're in your 40s. You're like, ooh, we're having a bender.
Yeah, that's a big night.
So, yeah, we ended up calling it quits at about 2 a.m. and she went home. And she just lived down the road, so she went home with, you know, the high heels over the shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Went home.
The walk of shame, kind of.
Yeah, that's right, but not
different,
really.
Different
the,
sort of walk
the walk of,
shame. Of
lame.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
you're,
yeah.
When you're older and you're married. And she got home safe and sound and sent us a text. It was like, let us know when you're home. And she sent us a text and she goes, I got home safe and sound, but you'll never guess what happened. Well, she goes, she walked through the front door. You know, you're like, dropped the keys, picked him up. Got through the front door, walked in, walked down the stairs, and the light switch flicked on. She's like, what the heck is that? She thought it was her husband. It wasn't. It was a teenage daughter who was 19, sitting on the lounge chair with the light on her head.
Oh.
And then she looked up at her mum and she said, what time do you call this?
Oh, my goodness me.
Oh, wow.
My friend Jeez. Jackie was like, what are you, hang on a minute. Who are you? I'm the parent, you're the daughter. I should be sitting there in the chair turning around saying to you, what time do you call this?
That's when the daughter says, yes, exactly.
Exactly. But it was that moment where she went, oh, my gosh, okay. Well, you've now become the parent.
It happens.
You have that moment though, in your relationship or, you know, that moment when you realise you have become your parent.
Oh, jeez. I mean, I know for me, I just look at myself and I see my dad all the time. I've become my dad. There's things I say. Things leave my mouth. And it's exactly like dad, you know?
That's true.
I love my dad. He's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I always thought when I was younger, it would never actually happen.
Yeah, that's right. You're like, I'm not going to be like you when I'm a parent.
No, I'm going to be a totally different guy. I'm going to be cool. I'm going to wear skinny jeans until I'm 80 and all the rest.
You're wearing skinny jeans. The cool bit is still working on, mate.
All right, let's get listeners to weigh in on this because it's going to happen. Well, if it hasn't happened to you yet, it's going to happen.
It definitely happens.
Absolutely.
4275195. So when did you realise? When did it morph? When did you find out and realise I've turned into my parents?
For Courtney, she found out that it was over the weekend at the tender age of 19. She had become her mum.
She had become her mother.
She was
there
sitting there waiting for her mum to get home.
You're grounded.
When did you realise you'd turned into your parents?
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
It happens to all of us. You don't think it's going to. You really don't. And then one day you actually hear yourself talking to your own children and you're saying exactly the same things your parents said to you.
Absolutely.
I'm fed up to the bloody teeth with it. That's what my mum used to say and we used to laugh. I caught myself saying that. And I was like, where did that come from?
It just happens.
Dude, I got possessed.
But, you know, I it's the best form of flattery as well, isn't it, for your parents to know that they've imparted their wisdom onto you.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so much so that you want to be them.
You've been brainwashed.
Phone lines here, 4275-1965. We're just wondering, when did you realise, when did the penny drop that you were turning into your parents?
Yeah, I mean, and this is on account of my friend's daughter who's 19, and when she got home at 2 a.m. on the over the weekend after we were out together. together. She's flicked the light switch on and then said to her, "What time do you call this?"
Excuse me, young lady.
We're coming to Albion Park. Bridget's giving us a call. Bridget, tell us, when did you realise that you turned into your parent?
Well, mine's not really for children. Mine's my partner. I am constantly telling him to turn the lights off, wipe the benches down, pick his socks up, pick his shoes up.
Jeez. Oh, wow.
You have become the parent of the household.
Jeez. All right. You're treating him like your kid. Okay, I see what's going on
there.
Do you
give him ultimatums? Like, if you don't do it, then you're grounded.
You're grounded. No more PlayStation.
I just get fed up and do it myself.
Like most parents.
Yeah, exactly.
You have morphed.
Appreciate it, Bridget. We're off to Kennahooka. Karen's given us a buzz.
All right, Karen, when did you realise that you'd started to become your parents?
Oh, hi, guys. Probably in my 40s. I'm getting close to 60 now. Yeah. But when I was used to go for all the kids' names and still get it wrong, my mum would go to me, you know, go for all the names, and then she'd end up with the dog's name to me. And I mean, how can she go so wrong? I was the only girl in the family, and she called me Ben, the dog. And I go, "Mum, Karen." And then I do it to my boys as well. And I actually now get to them and I go, "What's your name again?" So, yeah, they just sort of shake their head at me. And, you know, old sayings of like, you know, always look in your own backyard before you comment. And, you know, I keep coming. Like a bull in the china shop, I say to one of my sons, and I thought, "Oh my God, my mother said that to me."
Yeah,
like a bull in the china shop, Karen. So yeah, things like that. Yeah,
it's
and
true.
Then I used to always say, "I'll never be my mother. I love my mother. Oh, well, she's passed now, but I love my mother dearly." But I thought, "Oh my God, no!" But I am. I'm just, and my boys say, "You are Nana Marge so much,
so much." It happens.
Good on you, Karen. Appreciate the call. We're going to head to Kembla Heights now. Morning, Sarah.
Oh, Sarah, tell us.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. When was that moment when you went, "Oh, I've definitely become my mum now"?
When I called Wollongong Police Station and reported my mum missing because she hadn't been home from dinner yet and it was midnight.
Did you really do that? Oh, my goodness me.
And when she walked in the door, I actually said to her, like, "Where have you been? What do you call this?"
So you were like my friend, but you took it the next step. You even called the police.
I did. And I actually said to them, "This is completely out of character for her. I'm really worried."
Oh, my God. So well, that beats it all, doesn't it?
And I call them the cops on your mum. I love it.
And not once, but twice in my life. So that's even worse.
Oh, wow. Wow.
No one can
top
that.
She doesn't leave the house often, so it was, you know.
When she does, she now has like a, she has a security detail that go with her.
She has
her.
A mobile phone now these days.
Oh, you can ring her. Oh, yeah, yeah. You need a tracking device, GPS.
Ankle bracelet.
She's been microchipped.
Yeah. Good on you, Sarah.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You'll make me. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get